Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. Bring up anything you want. The phones are open as always at 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
How are you?
603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want. That is the point of the show. We always bring stuff to the table, though, that we think you'd be interested in hearing. Apparently, there's now a super COVID that's been developed that can kill like 80%. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later. But, of course, you can bring up absolutely anything that you want to discuss. On the way here tonight, I've got information about like why some people's energy prices in the United States are going to be going up. We had speculated previously because of Russia, the situation there, them cutting off the European Union, that's throwing the whole like ecosystem of buyers and sellers out of whack when it comes to a supply of liquefied natural gas, and of course we're going to start paying the price for that. But it turns out the U.S. government is making matters even worse. And we'll
wasn't
explain.
There something in New Hampshire, like it comes from North Carolina or something like that? I seem to recall Coden saying that.
Well, we'll get into it. There's a reason why New England specifically, and I don't know about the rest of the country, but probably also the rest of the country, is really bad off in this particular way. And it has to do with the federal government's own laws, and we can talk about that coming up here. Yeah, in a few moments. The number is 603-283-6160. But first up, one of the things we've been talking about on Tuesday nights more often than other nights has been the artificial intelligence situation, which continues to be developed and continues to be just absolutely fascinating. We focused on the AI chatbots, as they're called, where some of them are just dismal and embarrassing.
Most of them are pretty bad. The only ones I found that are actually good was Replica, and it wasn't really very good. It had its moments, but I think that's only because it has a memory of chats that you've had with it, whereas all of the others that I've experimented with did not. Like, when you go into them, it's an entirely new session. It has no memory of you. But Replica, it builds a history with you, so it seems a little smarter just because it has these notes about you that it can refer to.
Did you ever play with the Emerson one?
I think I installed it, but never. I think I got sidetracked.
I felt like that one was, I didn't do a whole lot with Replica, but I felt like it was better than Replica.
Oh, wait, I did play with Emerson.
Yeah.
Because it was the one that said something like, the point of existence is to, I don't remember what it was, but it made some point about the point of existence was to be happy or something like that. I was like, wow, that's surprisingly deep for a chat bot.
Yeah, the nice thing about it is that you can scroll back, and it does have a log of your chats, unlike the Facebook one, which is totally stupid and has no idea who you are the second time you come around to it, and the first time you'll walk away out of frustration because it's just so dumb. So there's quite a range of intelligence. Then, of course, there's Lambda, which we reported on in detail here, which is Google's, like, ultimate chatbot, the chatbot that generates other chatbots to be used on things like customer service corner apps on websites and things like that. There was this big controversy this summer with Lambda because a Google ethicist, I believe the term was, had come public with what was going on with Lambda, the intelligence that this robot, that this AI had, and made the allegation that this thing is essentially sentient. And stirred up quite a bit of controversy with Google denying it to the hilt, and this guy publishing chat logs, ostensible chat logs with this device that really were very persuasive and interesting and, like you said, surprisingly deep in the case of Lambda. And
I've also noticed in the case of Lambda that anytime the mainstream media now remarks about Lambda and the possibility of sentience, they mention, by the way, no, it's not. Lambda's not sentient. Just about every single time, like even places like MSNBC that are just reporting on developments or whatever, they feel the need to point out to you,
don't worry,
Lambda's definitely not sentient.
Yeah, to give you your opinion.
Yeah,
about
well,
it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the mainstream media does, but it's in this particular case, it's particularly strange.
Yeah. Well, normally they'll give their opinion through interviews, but you're saying they're just editorializing in the news piece.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So that's kind of what got us rolling, was the whole Lambda situation. We kind of dug pretty deep into the situation with AI. Then we ended up talking about the AI artwork, which is also very fascinating. We've seen AI art just kind of explode onto the scene. It's relatively new. Like, it just started last year, and it really started ramping up within the last several months. There's multiple AI art generators out there now. In fact, one of them even won somebody an art competition in, like, the Colorado State Fair. And that resulted in all this controversy over, oh, well, you know, is this real art because it was made by a machine instead of a human? And some real hoity-toity Reddit groups or online forums have banned AI artwork entirely.
How does that work?
I don't know. I mean, there are some telltale signs, but...
I saw a cartoon today that suggested that, you know, these AI bots have a difficult time drawing human hands. And that's what they're using as a giveaway. And I'm like... Have you ever seen The Simpsons? Because they all have four fingers or three fingers and a thumb.
That's
humans, humans also have problems drawing human hands.
Some AI arts have strengths and others have other strengths, and some have certain weaknesses and so on. So there may be one that's not so great at hands, and there might be another one that's actually really good at it.
Good point.
It just depends. So
DALL-E 2 is now open to the public, so
yeah.
I've been tempted to try it out but haven't yet.
That's one of the ones I actually haven't tested yet, although I am curious. I really, you know, I find myself not wanting to pay for DALL-E because, you know, you're going to run out of the free trials at some point. They're going to give you some number of free generations, yeah. Then they're going to want you to pay for it. But they've been, like, the most restrictive, from what I understand, of all the different AI artwork companies out there, and that really turns me off. So I don't want to give money to that, personally.
Was DALL-E 2 the ones that, you know, anyone could sign up, but they had to approve your art?
Yes.
Before? Yeah. I don't want to play with that.
All right, so the next step in AI, and we had also talked about AI music generation. That's something that's been around for some time, apparently, but that's coming into its own, of course. I haven't really explored that very much. I'm not much of a musician, but you don't need to be. That's the whole thing. You don't have to be an artist to do AI art. You just have to be able to type a thing, you know, type out a description. And I suspect the music thing works similarly, but again, I haven't actually explored that one. But one of the things that I don't remember who said it, I don't know if it was somebody on this show or something that we read, but it was like, oh, well, we're in talk radio. We're safe from this. We're humans who can think, and we can talk to people on the air, and, like, we can't be replaced. Sure, robots are going to replace the burger flippers. That's no problem, but we're talk radio hosts, and we can't be replaced. Well, looks like it's over for us, Aria. We could just go ahead and say goodbye right now, because we now have AI competition in the area of at least podcasts. Not yet live broadcast radio, but if they can do an AI podcast, and I'm going to play for you what they've come up with. And so you'll get
I got to hear this.
You haven't heard this yet at all.
I have not heard this at all. However, you know, I could totally believe it. AI speech has gotten pretty good.
It's pretty good.
And AI chatbots have gotten pretty good.
Yep. If one plus one.
Yeah, it's just combining those two things together and, you know, have an AI generate the artwork for the, for the show, right? Or just have it be animated with AI-generated cartoons.
You can do that, too.
And AI music beds. The possibilities are limitless, and I'm here for it. You know, I'm happy about it.
I am too. I think it's very exciting. It's very interesting. And, you know, I don't think it's going to put us out of business right away, but this is coming. It is not only coming, it is here now with what is probably the very first AI, artificial intelligence created podcast. The website, unfortunately, is down, at least it's down here, and I tried more than one internet connection, so I wasn't able to reach it. But the website is podcast.ai. That's where you can go to listen to this. Luckily, somebody else put it on their YouTube channel, so I'm gonna play it from there.
Oh, man, that URL is going to be worth a lot of money eventually. Kudos to whoever bought that URL.
So what is this? It's an interview where AI plays both sides of the interview. So it's completely AI-generated. It features Joe Rogan, the number one podcast host in the world, or at least in the U.S., probably in the world right now, with Steve Jobs. Remember who Steve Jobs is?
He was the Apple CEO at one point.
He was the Apple guy. I don't know if he was a founder, but one of the original Apple guys, I think. He passed away, like, I don't know, most of a decade ago, I think, at this point.
So and this is an AI passing, acting out Joe Rogan and interviewing...
A dead man.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's acting out both roles.
Correct.
Wow.
And it wasn't written by people. This was the AI that pumped out the entirety of this content.
I can't wait to hear
about it. Coming up here in moments. It's free.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. You can bring up whatever you want. We're talking about artificial intelligence and its newest vocation. It's now doing podcasts. Well, at least one of them.
Good for AI.
Yeah, there's at least one podcast being done, and there may very well soon be more, because I will tell you, having listened to the full 20-minute interview of Steve Jobs conducted by artificial intelligence Joe Rogan, and Steve Jobs is dead, so it's also the artificial intelligence Steve Jobs. It's AI talking to itself, and for the most part, you can follow the conversation. It is pretty interesting at certain parts. At some parts, it's a little confusing.
Well, I mean, a conversation between Joe Rogan and Steve Jobs might be confusing at parts.
That may very well be the case. I gotta say, I've never watched a full Joe Rogan show. I mean, I've seen a clip of him here and there. He seems to be a good interviewer, from what I can tell. He doesn't have a problem getting guests, right? So a real terrible interviewer word would get around that they weren't any good. So he's probably decent at what he does. He's well listened to, the number one podcast host. But in this case, they didn't get the real Joe Rogan to do this. They got the AI version. And so, according to the podcast.ai website, which was down before we started the show, they basically took information about Steve Jobs, so like, you know, his history, his bio.
Right.
They fed that into the artificial intelligence. They fed in whatever interviews of Steve Jobs that they could find, because it has to be able to match his voice, right? So there's that. They have to quote-unquote train the artificial intelligence.
I really wish I knew more of Joe Rogan, because I'm in the same boat as you are. I've never seen an entire episode, and really no more than a few minutes here or there.
Right.
Most of my experience with him is going to be like off of him doing Fear Factor when I was a kid, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it'll be interesting to hear how accurate it is at mimicking his voice.
I think it's better at doing Joe Rogan. I mean, from what I have heard of Joe Rogan, this does sound pretty much like Joe Rogan. And Steve Jobs, I have not ever really heard speak, so I'm just presuming it did okay with it. It seems more stilted, though. Like, you'll hear it here in a moment when I play it. But I do want to also let you know about Bitcoin.com, because cryptocurrency is also the future. And it's here now. In fact, it's been here for almost 14 years at this point, since the beginning of Bitcoin in 2009. And it's still not too late for you to learn about this technology. You can go to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page. That will take you to some introductory videos about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, and you can learn some of the basics there. You really need to get some of the basic concepts down before you get into crypto. That way you know a thing or two about what you're getting into, and they can help you with that at Bitcoin.com. They can also help you get your first cryptocurrency, and you don't need to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can buy a fraction of one. You can get 1% or less if you want. It is up to you. Bitcoin.com can help you with all of that. Plus, they've got a great news site with the latest news headlines and details there at news.bitcoin.com, so be sure you go there and check that out. Just a little bit more to preface this. According to futurism.com, we already told you there's going to be Joe Rogan interviewing Steve Jobs, all done by AI. To be clear, these two have never spoken. These two people, they at least that we know of. The made-up conversation was created by a venture called Podcast.ai, which in turn appears to have been founded by a self-described hyper-realistic AI-powered voice generator called Play.ht. Now, I went to this website, and it appears to be one of those sites where you can pay for it. You can hire it as like a subscription service. You can pay like for 1 month, or you can pay for a whole year, and then you can use it for commercial purposes or personal use. So like, let's say you need a voiceover for a video that you're creating, or you're in the radio business like we are, and you know, you don't want to pay somebody to do your commercials, and you think that these voices sound good or good enough, you can pay one low fee and get access to this for some amount of time. So that's what they're promoting. That's their product that they have. And I got to say, it's pricey compared to some of the other things I've seen that do the same thing.
It also seems like it would be much more of a niche kind of thing, where significantly fewer people will ever have need or use of such a service, right? Just about anyone can generate AI art or have a need for AI-generated art. But AI-generated audio, not so much. Not even like music, right? It's just speech, AI-generated speech. I mean, a human tells it what to say, obviously, in this scenario, but still, the average person is never going to have any ability to play with that in any meaningful capacity, they did AI art.
It's for creators who, you know, are needing a voice, they need voice work, and they don't want to hire a professional. Basically, that's what this is for. And a professional is expensive. You know, you're paying $60 a minute or something like that to hire a pro to read your advertisement for a broadcast radio ad. But you can have this machine do it for much less if you're doing more than one ad or something like that. Like I said, I've seen one before where you pay like $10 and you can get access to a ton of stuff. So I think it's overpriced for what they were offering from what I saw. But regardless, that's just that's what they're trying to get promoted. That's what's behind this. AIplay.ht, according to the website, says, "We believe in a future where all content creation will be generated by AI, but guided by humans. And the most creative work will depend on the human's ability to articulate their desired creation to the machine." Unquote.
Why not just make it themselves, though? That's what I think that they go too far in the opposite direction of saying that, you know, humans won't be needed to create anything at all other than, you know, guiding the hand of the AI that does the creation. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think it's going to be a mix of the two things.
Yeah.
And that humans will always have a role to play because humans aren't perfect. I don't want to see a perfectly sterile piece of art, right?
Yeah.
It's just like playing chess against computers online. You can beat a computer if you turn its settings low enough or whatever, but you can tell that the computer has made a mistake on purpose. It's not organic in the same way as a human will make a mistake. A human just sort of plays badly as you play against them, and
The human is honestly missing things that they could do, and the computer is doing it on purpose.
So even if AI art was like, okay, we're going to flub this line here to make it look a little bit more human, it'll still have that artificial look to it. I would speculate in the same way that
AI has an artificial sound to it for now. For now.
That is for now, yes.
But it's going to get better. And AI art is already getting better. There have already been upgrades to the different AI art systems that are out there. They're making it better at making human faces and things that it had a difficult time with previously. It's getting a lot better. So let's jump into some of this interview here. I'm going to have to mute it at one point because he does say the S word early on. But here's some of Joe Rogan's podcast with Steve Jobs, all generated by AI.
Hello, freak bitches. Welcome to another episode of the Bro Jogan Experience. And on this episode, I welcome my friend.
I think they did that on purpose. They called him Bro Jogan.
I would imagine.
Yeah, I think that's on purpose.
Who's difficult to describe. They don't want to get sued. I'm fascinated by him, and I hope you'll be too. And he is weird and brilliant, and sometimes totally insufferable. But my guest today has made some of the great technological products of our age, and he's always pushing the envelope in innovation. Like, for example, with his next computer, he developed a new programming language and operating system, and then he became even more famous for making three applications for that computer. Word processor, a spreadsheet, and an image editor. That just showed me that this dude was brilliant, had amazing taste.
We're going to get more from this interview here. Obviously, Steve Jobs hasn't spoken yet. He's still being introduced by AI Joe Rogan.
It's impressive so far.
Yeah, and it's this. Remember, I'm not playing for you the original file. This is somebody who downloaded the thing, and then they made a video and uploaded it to YouTube. So I think the original actually sounded a little nicer. There's some artifacts here. We'll come back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Election Day is less than a month away, and early voting has even started in some states. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls weighs in on what he believes voters are concerned about on Fox Business.
Where people are comfortable, if that's how they feel, that their state legislature isn't going to make big moves on abortion, it's just not front of mind. It's the economy and crime.
Congressman Walls says that Democratic lawmakers should turn away from the focus on abortion rights and focus on the economy instead. The man charged with driving into a Waukesha, Wisconsin Christmas parade last year is representing himself in his trial. Daryl Brooks from Milwaukee called his first witness Tuesday morning. He's charged with 6 counts of first-degree intentional homicide, along with 61 counts of endangering safety, among other felonies. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. You can bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about the newest thing in AI, the very first that we know of, podcast. Very first AI interview. Not that you are interviewing AI as a human or AI is interviewing you as a human, but the AI in this case is interviewing itself. The company behind this, podcast.ai, their website, by the way, not working for us right now, but I did find the original files, so I do have the actual original audio quality that I'd rather play than the YouTube version. So we're gonna get to that more of the interview between Steve Jobs, who has been deceased for some number of years, and Joe Rogan, the world's most popular podcast host. Neither of whom were really there for this interview. They were all generated by the whole conversation generated by AI. They trained the AI on both of these individuals. And obviously, there's a lot more audio from which to train an AI on Joe Rogan because he's a prolific podcaster.
I imagine that Steve Jobs was on a lot of podcasts and shows and stuff as well, though, especially toward the end of his career.
I don't remember what year he died, but I feel like it's most of a decade ago. So, I mean, podcasts were certainly not as popular then as they are today.
It may not have been podcasts, but like
but he was interviewed
Oprah
on
show
stuff.
Or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, he's certainly interviewed on stuff.
I hate Apple products, but I still have some level of understanding of who Steve Jobs is.
Right. But you've never heard him interviewed. That you can.
That's correct.
Yeah. I mean, he's just, the amount of content Joe Rogan puts out is much, much higher. So there's just way more minutes of Joe Rogan talking or whatever. So we'll get back into that. Also, want to let you know about our website, freetalklive.com, where you can interact with other presumably real people on our social networking site, which
is the hosts and a bunch of chat bots.
social.freetalklive.com. I'm convinced there's real people on there, but you can go and see it for yourself.
They don't sleep, some of them, though, so I don't know, man.
social.freetalklive.com. You can go there, and you've got way more freedom to speak on our site than you do on places like Twitter and Facebook. All right, so let's continue here. We got Steve Jobs being interviewed by Joe Rogan from the podcast.ai website. This is their first podcast, and they are going to do more. Apparently, they're going to do one episode every week, and they're taking votes and suggestions on who the next episode should be. So they're letting their listeners influence who's next. There's no guarantee it's going to be Joe Rogan interviewing somebody else. It could be two completely other different characters.
I mean, it opens up a lot of possibilities, right? Like Benjamin Franklin interviewing Thomas Jefferson, or King Richard III being interviewed by Ian Freeman.
Well, interestingly that you mentioned dead people talking to one another, because that was one of the proposals that somebody made. I don't have the list in front of me right now, but there was something like that. Where,
well, we have
no
half
audio
of it already.
What do you mean?
Steve Jobs is dead. And
right, right. But what I was going to say is the two people that were being suggested in the case that they brought up, none of them were around when audio recording was a thing. So the voices, obviously, in those cases would not be, whatever those people sounded like.
Yeah, but we wouldn't know that.
No, right. Yeah, I get that. But in that case, it would just be trained off of whatever text would exist to that person.
They could probably mimic some accents that were known to be.
Sure, of course they could. So here's more. Joe Rogan interviewing Steve Jobs from artificial intelligence.
Was brilliant, had amazing taste, and I would just hope that I could be even like one-tenth of the genius that my friend today is. And I can't even say his name, so yeah. So
why is it he can't say his name? I mean, this whole thing is being promoted as Joe Rogan interviews Steve Jobs. Now, in the very beginning of the clip, he introduces himself as Bro Jogan. And that's probably to avoid, as you suggested, some sort of a lawsuit, but the title of the episode is Joe Rogan Interviews Steve Jobs. So are they trying to not say the names of the participants here? I found that line strange.
It does seem like there's some weird legal thing going on here. I mean, it's also a worldwide thing, presumably, and the laws in Australia are kind of weird when it comes to defamation. And I think that's the case in a few other European countries. So maybe it's just,
I don't think they would have jurisdiction unless a podcast was created in a specific jurisdiction.
And that's never stopped governments in the past.
True. And then how do you tell where an AI is located? Right?
Where is the AI?
Somehow track down its server or whatever, and that would be difficult. So anyway, going on.
We're psyched about having him in the house today. First time, or yeah, we've had you on before, but not for a long time. You're like Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore and Ghost. You're a memory.
That's a giveaway right there that the AI doesn't know how to pronounce Swayze, the old actor from the 1980s.
Yeah, but that's really subtle.
It's been pretty good.
A lot of humans may not have caught that.
Yeah, and it's been pretty good. Like, it sounds like Joe Rogan, right? Here we go.
From the past. So without further ado, my friend who is difficult to describe and wonderful, and I'm so grateful he came on the show.
How's it going? Good to see you, buddy. It's been a long time since I've been on the show. I've missed this. It's always fun.
How's it going? Come on. Tell me about Jobs. It's always good to see you, buddy. I'm so happy you came on, man.
Yeah, it's great to be on the show. Your audience is just so different from your normal Apple users, and that's a good thing. It's cool.
Well, I was an Apple user way before I did this show. I've been a fan of yours and Macintosh since the 1980s.
Hmm. Well, we just kind of figured that out. Even though Apple is big, it's still like 0.5% of the total users. People who listen to your show are a different group. They're weird.
Well, that's good. So you must
what
be.
What the
a
hell
fan
is
of the
that?
Show.
It's just an awkward, stilted laughter coming in.
Is that Steve Jobs laughing?
Yeah,
you're absolutely right. The Steve Jobs one is not good.
No, it's a lot rougher than Joe Rogan.
The Joe Rogan one is convincing, and if you put that amongst Joe Rogan, I would not know the difference.
Yeah. Here we go.
Show then, right?
I am. I am a fan. I mean, it's nice to sit back in the car and listen to you rant.
I've always liked you.
Well, appreciate that. And we have some weird tie, which hooks into the fact that I was a big fan of Gizmodo, and I still go there all the time. But then there was some controversy or something.
Now, that one, I don't know what the AI is referencing there. Does Apple have something to do with the history of Gizmodo? Like, what is the...
I have no idea.
That one blew right over my head. I didn't know what they were talking about.
I can look into it, but I don't know anything about Gizmodo.
Gizmodo's just a website with, like...
They're a tech website, right?
News. Yeah. I don't know if Apple had anything to do with its creation or Steve Jobs did. But, yeah, he just kind of blows past that without really addressing what he means.
Well, you know, we always thought it was very funny. We were as surprised to see that stuff as you guys were to see it on Gizmodo. It's kind of a game to us.
I got you, man.
All right, so I have to mute here because the fake Joe Rogan says, let's talk about some S.
What? I have what I think is the answer to Apple and Gizmodo. Evidently, Gizmodo received a leaked iPhone 4 prototype, and Apple attempted to sue them over it.
Okay. Yeah, that could have been it. All right, ready for more?
Yeah, absolutely. Here we go. College. Tell me about your time there. What did you learn? And you dabbled in Eastern mysticism there, right? Do you still go back and look at Hinduism and Buddhist texts and things?
Not texts and things. I actually took a course in that. I have a very deep belief that the people in the Indian subcontinent are most responsible for human civilization's current state, whether it's math or spirituality or the art of storytelling. Western civilization is based on the art of storytelling. There's a great Indian epic that's 10 times as long as the Iliad and the Odyssey combined. Those things all came from the subcontinent, and they're simply the foundation of what's made our society what it is. I view that stuff as much more important than, you know, philosophy as it is classically understood. There were two things that were really interesting about what was accomplished and what happened on the Indian subcontinent. One of them is the spiritual basis for life and the whole acceptance of the spiritual basis for life. Now, that may seem simple and obvious to some, but most people believe in God. That God wrote a book called the Bible or Quran or something. And that's the end of the story, but my take on it is okay. What does that mean? What I learned at Reed College is that it's not about believing in God or not, or even what the right answer is. It's about asking the right questions, because most of our reality in our society is rooted in science, which we believe things because they're true.
Okay. It's really deep all of a sudden. Like the thing goes from this oh, hey, Joe, welcome, or Steve, welcome to the show, and laughing and introduction, and then right into like philosophical, esoteric, religious and spiritual beliefs.
What's fascinating, though, is that Steve Jobs gets better as the conversation gets deeper.
Yeah, that's true. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next for us.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian
and Aria.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have there for you. I want to say thanks to David Itza, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. You can get signed up, as David has done. David is gold level, which means David is doing twice what we ask. We only ask $5 a month. He's doing 10. Thank you, David, for the support there. And, of course, you get access as a Free Talk Live supporter of the AMPS program to our AMPS-only podcast, which has the full radio show without recorded commercials. You can get that as one of your perks. Go sign up over at amps.freetalklive.com. That takes you right over to our Patreon page. That's amps.freetalklive.com. You get some other benefits as well, and we certainly appreciate it. It helps us spread the ideas of freedom. As we go to your calls, we're going to play some more of the interview with AI Joe Rogan interviewing AI Steve Jobs, artificial intelligence generating both sides of this conversation. I was just looking at our chat rooms from Twitch and YouTube. We have Jesus the Cynic, who says, let's talk about how dangerous this is. He says, is the Joe Rogan voice the AI? And the answer is no. Both voices in this interview are AI, which I told him about. He says, anything can be faked and we'll never know what's real. And to me, that's frightening, he says. AI could frame a real person for a crime. Just think about the unintended consequences. And that is a good point in that we are getting into a place where you take the deep fake technology, which allows you to essentially scan a person's image, their face, and then create video that has never existed of that person with simply some original base images of their face that's animated in a way that makes it look very convincing. Of course, the more images there are of a person or the more video there is of that person, say, for instance, Donald Trump or Joe Biden, somebody who's on a lot of video, they can be made very, very convincing. And then, of course, you can AI fake their voice like we're seeing here with this technology, and you can literally have creations that never happened in reality and are completely computer generated. And that is a very kind of frightening future to live into, but it's coming.
I'm not convinced that's very frightening. I'm also not convinced it's very different from how things have always been. Before there was recorded audio and recorded video. Okay, so you read in the newspaper a lie about some politician. Politician X said this horrible thing. You don't have any more evidence to believe that statement than you do if you watched a video of it coming out of that person's mouth.
But in the past, you would have believed it if it was coming out of the person's mouth.
Right, but you would not have been able to receive the audio video recording in the first place. You would have just had person says X.
You're talking about way in the past.
Well, yeah, before audio and video recording. All you would have had was person says X, and you would have chosen to believe it or not believe it. There would have been no evidence to support it one way or the other. It's just, do you believe it? That person said it. And now it's just sort of the same thing, even if you have video and audio of it. It's like, it doesn't mean anything more than reading it in print did 300 years ago.
I see what you're saying, but you're bypassing the point in time when you could verify it, right? So I see what you're saying. In the past, there was a time in the past when you read a newspaper report, and you just had to take the newspaper reporter's word that politician A said the thing that was being claimed, right? Then came a time when audio and video recording was popular and common, and we were able to easily verify that these people are saying the things that they were said, so long as it didn't appear there were any edits made to the video. You could presume that that was legitimate. And now we're entering a time when you cannot presume that anything is legitimate anymore. And I mean, it's not scary in that, oh my God, it's so dangerous per se, like Jesus the Cynic is saying, but it is an unknown future where you won't really know what is real. And that's kind of a disconcerting thing. It's got its benefits, right? Like, on one side, it'll become difficult for allegations to be made, right? Because all you would have to say is, well, prove that I really said that. That could be a deep fake. Or prove that I really, you know, did that or whatever. That could be a deep fake. And so it's going to make making, you know, criminal cases harder because you won't know if, you know, the video of the robbery was actually faked by some criminal organization or whatever, right? Like, we have no idea.
I mean, to me, that's kind of a good thing in that sense, right?
It could be good in some ways. It could be bad in others. Like, if it protects somebody who's innocent from going to prison, it's good. But if it also protects somebody who's guilty from seeing punishment for their acts, then that's bad. So, like,
well, let the AI be the jury. And the AI, in its omniscience, would be able to tell a deep fake from reality.
Maybe.
Why not, right?
Well, there are tells right now, so the supposed experts about this can analyze certain aspects of deep fake technology, and they can say, usually fairly confidently, that they're looking at a deep fake. But we're only in the first few years of this technology here. It's going to get better.
But see, so would the AI that would be detecting whether or not it's a deep fake. It would also get better. I tend to think that, you know, humans may not be able to tell the difference, but AI could be always trained to tell the difference.
We'll go, we'll see, because this future is here, and it's coming on fast. Let's go to Dennis calling from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Go ahead, Dennis.
Yeah, I was just listening to you guys. I do the art program called Midjourney.
Yeah, Midjourney. It's really cool, isn't it?
It's crazy, amazingly addicting.
Yeah.
And I also heard a news story recently about how there's sort of, I don't know what the technical term, but there's a program building with inside the program, and it's named itself Loeb, and it's even given itself a picture.
Hold on. What's building inside of what program called Loeb? I'm not real clear what you're describing.
The Midjourney has another program sort of conjuring itself within. They've tried to talk to this program, and it's given the name Loeb.
How do you spell that?
Given
L-O-A-B, it looks like. It's an AI art-generated demon currently haunting art created by Midjourney.
What?
It seems like, you know, sort of a ghost in the machines, right? It's just some artifact that seems to keep popping up, evidently. I don't know. This is the first I'm hearing about it, so I want to look more into
this.
It wouldn't be too terrible.
Go ahead.
It wouldn't be too terrible.
I was going to say that we were messing around with it, and we said, why are you here, Loeb, and all these kind of funny questions. The next thing you know, it gave us a picture of four different eyes from animals, and I was just like, wow. Like, it was, I don't know, it just felt like it was actually the program, like, we're watching you type of crap. It was amazing.
So what are your thoughts on AI podcasts? I mean, you've been listening to this, right? The Joe Rogan interview with Steve Jobs.
I actually watched that exact video where he talks about the drones and attacking humans and then how they would take us out because we're against them and stuff like that. I think that's...
That doesn't ring a bell. I mean, I did listen to this, and I don't recall the drone segment, but I only listened to it once, and it was a few days ago, so maybe I did hear it, and I was just distracted during that.
Right.
Okay. Well, anything else you want to share tonight, Dennis?
No, I appreciate it. Talking to you guys.
Thanks for turning us on to the Midjourney news. I appreciate hearing from you. We'll look into that further. The number here is 603-283-6160. We continue here. More of the interview with Steve Jobs, who is not alive, and Joe Rogan, who's not really in this interview. It's all AI generated from podcast.ai.
Something is true, then it's not a belief. So what they can't handle is the idea that anything spiritual is true. At Reed, I didn't know what the right answers were, but I knew how to ask good questions. I knew how to push back on things that didn't seem true to me. And I think that's perhaps one of the key elements in being very innovative and creative.
Do you still believe some of the things that you believed then? Are you semi-religious or something? Are you a Buddhist?
I get asked that a lot. I think it's impossible to have somebody show you who they are and what they believe in one interview or even over a period of time. I think the best way I can answer that is by telling you, I've told the story before, but it's well documented. I was on a plane flying home with Liz, and we were talking about reincarnation and ESP and whether there is anything more to this. And as I was thinking about it lying in my seat, I thought about our children because I always knew, like, if we had a daughter, for example, I knew that she would really turn out to be, I don't know, sort of weird or very ambitious. That's true of my nephews, but I always thought that she would really be something. And when she was born, before we even saw her, I was just so happy that she was going to be born. And so I'm thinking about all this stuff, and I said to myself, there must be some purpose or meaning to life. Otherwise, why go on? And suddenly it hit me. It's not a God in the sense that generally people think of it. But there is some kind of deeper meaning to life, and it can't just be something that somebody made up, because if it was, it wouldn't be compelling. It would seem contrived, and everyone would see through it. So I think that the meaning and the purpose is by the cosmos, the nature of the cosmos, which is pretty bold thinking.
He's lost me a bit.
I think it's pretty interesting.
It is, but if I heard a human saying this, I would close out of their podcast, right? To me, it's just, it's a word salad of some spiritualist who believes in ESP and other weird things.
I was able to follow what he was saying in that particular case, and I find it unusually deep, kind of like some of the Lambda stuff.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.